Growing up, I always looked for business opportunities. By the time I was 12, I collected aluminum cans for recycling while my friends played basketball. By 15, I worked as a busboy on Friday and Saturday nights at my grandmother's country club. The spring of that year, a friend who had his own lawnmower and I formed a lawn care service. All around our neighborhoods, there were lawns, and a lot of people who owned homes didn't have the time to take care of them. We figured we could. To make the businesses work, I needed two things: a lawnmower and the money to buy it. I went to my sister, explained what I wanted to do, how much I could charge, and how many lawns we could tend over a weekend and after school. I also promised to repay her within 2 months. Convinced that I knew what I was doing, she lent me $500, interest-free. I was able to repay the money in 1 month, but I continually repay my sister in favors because I could not have gotten where I am today without her help. To expand our market, we told teachers at the high school about our service. Someone referred us to a bed and breakfast, and we worked for them too. Then we branched off again and were hired by landlords, homeowners, and commercial entities. By my senior year in high school, 6 friends worked for us. The business grossed $40,000 over those years. I made 1/3 of that in profit for myself, another 1/3 of the revenue went towards overhead expenses, and the remaining 1/3 went towards labor. 3 months into the business, my partner quit. He did not want to be a part of the business anymore. I started looking for prospects to buy my business at the beginning of my freshman year at college. 3 months into my college career, I could not satisfy the customers' demands, so they all began to look for new service providers. I was going to sell the business to a landlord, the biggest client, for $200 a month for 5 years. But by the time we came to an agreement, I had no customer list to sell. So I ended up selling the equipment and truck for $1,500 cash. This experience taught me the importance of using a qualified advisor to mediate during the selling process. As a matter of fact, I learned to use advisors whenever I was unknowledgeable about a specific business process or procedure. I also learned that a business can die in a period of 3 months if there is not a sufficient plan in place that will continue offering superior services to customers. I learned that the rich dad philosophy can work, but it is challenging and requires a lot of work, effort, and planning. The profit from the lawn care business really came in handy because while my parents stressed to my siblings and me the value of getting a good education, they were also clear about who was responsible for paying for it. My share of the profits from the business, as well as the sale price, paid for my first year of college. Subsequently, I started other businesses. Some were successful, while some were not. All were meaningful because they taught me a lot. They were a snow removal business, which grossed a little over $3,000 in 2 seasons, a house painting business, which brought in $2,000 one summer. I did all the work myself. A network marketing distributorship, which cost me about $300, along with 75 hours of my time. I received training and worked for others in the business, but I found it difficult to persuade friends and family members to become involved. I just wasn't comfortable. But it was an important episode because I realized that finding my own formula and vision and running with them was imperative. A computer-related startup venture with 2 others, which required about 500 hours of time, but none of my own money. We had entered a business competition based on our venture, which gave us $5,000 to work with. We offered a way to link medical information using a PC tablet, that is, a screen without a keyboard. One of the team left, and the project couldn't move forward. This, too, was an important learning experience because it taught me about trusting people I do business with. I consider HELP, help, a business as well because I am accountable for it and to it. My expanding entrepreneurial ability helps in other ways, too. I raised $7,500 to showcase a Battle of the Bands competition, which contributed $2,000 to Jill's House, a fund for a student with breast cancer. Over the past 2 years, I've helped to generate donations of over $4,000 to Jill's House. In addition to starting businesses, I've also invested about $5,000 in stocks. At this point, I'm leaving them alone. Dealing with money every day, however, is something I'm still working on. I never thought about budgeting my expenses. Until I qualified for credit cards, I used cash. When I finally put credit cards in my wallet, I kept thinking that they served several purposes. They allowed me to keep track of my expenses, they were a convenient substitute for cash, and they were so easy to use. But at the time, I was focused on paying my bills, not budgeting my money. While I've never paid a penny in interest charges, I did see a big spike in how much I spent on food, clothing, and entertainment. This habit of overspending remains my personal obstacle. Continuously working to grow, develop, mature, and learning to overcome my obstacles is my personal mission. I currently pay for everything with cash, debit cards, and online banking. I'm still straightening out my values. Without a second thought, I put down a 15% or 20% tip for a wait person, but I still search for the cheapest financial services I can find. Since I'm still in college, my immediate goal is to graduate with a degree in entrepreneurship and finance. Before I took Mr. Stevens' class, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Now I know the direction I intend to go in. My one-year goal is to start a business and begin to build a financial empire. My five-year goal is to be able to make the decision of whether or not I want to retire at that time. Without a doubt, I don't want an 8-to-6, 5-day-a-week desk job that doesn't give me an opportunity to pursue my dreams, visions, and goals. Meanwhile, I embrace the chance to teach about money and risk-taking because these subjects aren't taught in school. When I was 17, I felt in control of my life for the first time. I realized that I wanted to be an entrepreneur to create businesses and live a life that I fashioned for myself. I'll tell you, it felt great. At the time, I acknowledged that maintaining control is both a true responsibility and a challenge. Once goals are achieved, new ones must take their place. Convincing people that a 20-year-old has credibility is not easy, but the effort is worth the rewards. I used to swim in an ocean of ideas. Now I know how to build a boat to steer toward those ideas. That's the information I want to share with every person who thinks about possibilities but doesn't know how to make them happen. For every young man and woman who feels they are different from the mainstream, not destined to be chained to a desk all day, there is more than hope. There's a way to achieve your dreams and your freedom.